Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. Yellow leaves and leaf drop are a rather ambiguous symptom in plants. Sometimes people will call and ask me, what do I do? I've got yellow leaves all over my plant. And they're surprised when I hesitate, as if I really can't explain what's going on. The reason for this is that yellow leaves and dropping leaves is a symptom like fever in people. It may indicate to you that something's wrong, but there are so many causes of a fever that a doctor could not begin to diagnose a problem simply based on that symptom. And so that's the same thing with plants. Yellow leaves and leaf drop can be a sign of improper watering, insufficient light, insect or disease problems, nutrient deficiencies, and root rot, just to name a few possible ideas on what might be going on. But there are symptoms like this that show up when it's absolutely natural, when it's not something that's going to be of concern, and that's when plants are cycling off their old leaves. Now, we're accustomed to plants that are deciduous. These are plants that drop all of their leaves at some time during the year, generally in the wintertime. But our broad-leaved evergreen trees that tend to stay green through the year, their leaves do get old, and eventually they're shed from the tree. And this can be alarming when you see one of these evergreen trees suddenly yellow up a third of their leaves and shed them. Now, the leaves can turn a variety of colors. They may turn yellow or orange or red. And some of the broad-leaved evergreens that we see doing this are azaleas, hollies, magnolias, gardenias, and Indian hawthorns, to name a few. This occurs typically during the fall, winter, and into the spring period of the year. But again, this is a natural process. These are the oldest leaves on the plant, and they simply lived out their life expectancy. You're not going to be noticing these symptoms at the tips of the branches. That's where the newest leaves are located. The leaves that are going to be involved are going to be further back from the tips of the branches. Now, this process can vary from year to year and even plant to plant. Sometimes they'll drop a lot of leaves one year and very few leaves the next year. And even in the same bed, one gardenia shrub may drop a bunch of leaves, while another gardenia shrub may not drop much at all. This time of the year, you're going to notice the live oaks are dropping tons of leaves. And this is the time of the year that live oaks cycle off their oldest leaves. And so even though we consider live oaks evergreen, they do shed a lot of leaves in February and oftentimes into the early part of March. And again, you'll notice the variation. Your tree may drop a lot of leaves one year and then very few leaves years after that. Or on a street, you may see one live oak that's dropped almost all of its leaves and then it rapidly refoliates, while another live oak didn't drop very many at all. Sometimes this is interpreted as a nutrient deficiency, but it's not. This is, again, a natural process where the plants are cycling off their older leaves. There is no need to fertilize. Now, sometimes a nutrient deficiency can be involved. Gardenias in particular, when they start to yellow their leaves in the fall and they'll do it again in the spring, a lot of times I get questions about, is this a nutrient deficiency? Particularly, is this an iron deficiency? The answer is no, but gardenias do get iron deficiencies. And what you'll notice there is the symptoms are in the newest leaves, at the ends of the branches, not the older leaves. The symptoms are striking. The leaves will have dark green veins or green veins on a yellow or yellow-green background. If you see that, that is a nutrient deficiency. That's iron chlorosis. And you can help plants like that, if it's gardenias, azaleas, or roses, by providing them with some iron plant food or by acidifying that soil. But again, these older leaves falling, no need for concern, and there's nothing to do. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of this show are available at WRKF.org.